This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, I'm not being cold-hearted about Hillary. For those of you in the last segment, you know, baby crying thing, lighten up, have a sense of humor. You know, if you don't have a sense of humor about this stuff, I don't know, maybe you should be out in the streets protesting, I don't know. Anyway, and here's the thing. Do you notice how, if you're a Democrat, looking out at the right, at a conservative, everything that comes out of their mouth to a degree is blasphemous, not blasphemous, it's the wrong word to use for them, is bigotry and hatred. You ever notice that? Right? Intolerance, all that fun stuff. But when they do it, it's totally different. So university admissions officer blasts Christians and conservatives as, you ready for this? Come on, I'm giving you a minute. As worthless trash. Can you imagine if I said that about one of them? What if I said the administrators on these campuses that are letting these kids walk out of class, they're worthless, they're useless, they need to be replaced. And I will tell you, somebody took exception with me the other day when I said that the Seattle commissioner should be recalled. The elected, I said, because why? No. They don't get that kind of freedom of speech, okay? That elected official wasted resources. Put the city at risk, wasted resources by calling for those protests. If people want to protest, she should support their right, not encourage them to, when it costs the city money. Now, top admissions officer at George Mason University condemns faithful Christians and conservatives as worthless trash, a sentiment that could alarm thousands of high school students seeking admission to the university and raises serious First Amendment problems. This is where you Christian parents, if you send your kid, yeah, you can turn off now if you want to. If you send your kids to this school, there's something wrong with you. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious with you. How do you waste, and especially if you're a Christian, here, I'm really going to push you up against the wall. How do you waste God's money doing this? How are you going to rectify that with God? Yeah, let me tell you what, God, I used the money, because the talents you gave me, I was able to earn this money. When I earned that money with the talents that you gave me, I sent the kids that you entrusted me with, the gift that you gave me, I sent to George Mason University, okay, who's one of their top officials said that your kids, Christians, the people that love you, that have given their lives to you, that have dropped to their knees to worship you, are nothing more than worthless trash. Hello? Now, what a brain surgeon this administrator is, isn't he? Considering 82% of the people that came out to vote voted for Trump. Evangelicals. You, my friend, are in the minority. Why that guy still has a job, I do not know. And if you send your money to them, if you send your child to them, it's like sending your child to hell and paying for them to go there and trying to explain to God why that makes sense. Andrew Bunting is a senior assistant director of admissions at GMU, also a member of the public university's staff senate, according to his Facebook page. A recognized hate group by the Sudden Poverty Law Center is not representative of the key pillars of American society. This is on his website. I'm on his Facebook page. They seek to limit life, limit liberty, limit freedom, limit the pursuit of happiness for millions of Americans. If you agree with them, then that is your opinion. Just know that to the rest of us, you're a piece of worthless trash. I wonder who the rest of us is. Didn't the Groupon CEO find out who the rest of us was when his stock tanked? Aren't you guys done with this? Aren't you guys sending your kids, throwing your kids to the wolves, sending them to George Mason University? When are you going to finish up with this? When are you going to come to your senses and stop abusing your children? Bunting is citing material from the Southern Poverty Law Center at an ultra-left anti-Christian organization that has labeled dozens of conservative organizations as hate groups, including the faith-based groups like the Family Research Council, immigration groups like the Federation for American Immigration Reform, and various Tea Party groups. SPLC equates such conservative organizations with the racist Ku Klux Klan. Of course. Even though the Dems started it, even though the Dems still see black people as incompetent, incapable, and inferior to them, I can prove it over and over again. It's infuriating. You guys get away with this. I don't know how. It's infuriating. Corkins is currently serving a 25-year... Oh, wait, where'd I go here? Okay, so SPLC also points maps to their offices, one of which was used by Floyd Lee Kirkins in 2012 to enter FRC's office in Washington, D.C. with a firearm and more than 50 rounds of ammunition. Corkins shot the office manager and planned to assassinate everyone in the building. He was disarmed by a wounded manager and later convicted of domestic terrorism. Corkins is currently serving a 25-year prison sentence. SPLC never apologized and continues to post maps with directions to the offices of conservative organizations that they call hate groups. So can you imagine? See, when Donald Trump was doing this is how hypocritical you Dems are. This is how hypocritical you progressive lefty Dems are. When Donald Trump was having his rallies, okay, that where liberals were bussing people in to start trouble, when he was having those rallies, peaceful rallies on the inside anyway, okay, none of his people were causing the problems. You were, with your paid antagonists. You held him responsible for what went on outside. You made it his fault for all the violence going on outside. Yet you take responsibility for nothing. This is why you will continue to lose. You will continue to have your butt handed to you on a regular basis till you decide to grow up, be big people, and take responsibility for your actions. David Bigo joins me after the break. Don't go far. He's our SEIU Slayer.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable RebelSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too.
Yeah, it's not a real voice.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Let me tell you what. 94 million Americans out of work. You better be looking to buy American. I mean, I know it's tough, but there are ways to find out what's assembled here, what's made here. You know, try to buy American. Maybe we can get some of these people back to work. Maybe not. I'm not an economic genius. I can't tell you. Anyway, but I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Bigo joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. He's author of Devil at Our Doorsteps, his fight and win with the SEIU. David, thanks for joining me today.
Joe, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, all right. So you must be, as a businessman here in America, you must be somewhat, fairly, a little bit excited about the election results?
Yeah, I think it gives America a head in the right direction, and you know, become strong in our, you know, our economy, and provide jobs, and secure our borders, and make people safe in this country, and go back to obeying our laws. And I think that's what Trump's all about. And I think we'll see a more polished, professional president out of him than what people have seen on TV at times.
Well, I'm with you. I realize that there's a difference between campaigning and then what you actually do in your office, which we have seen by past presidents. So this is no shouldn't be any shock to anybody. But are you amazed at the? I'm just going to hit it. Are you amazed at these people that are protesting out there on a constitutional process that took place without any major issues? I mean, think about it. We had voter fraud. But apparently it wasn't big enough to push her over the top.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It doesn't surprise me at all because I've been through this with these people. You know, these people are being bought out there and put out there by Soros and his groups and unions like the SEIU. And, you know, they use the same type tactics against me when I fought them. And, you know, they go out and they pay these people to go out and protest, and they tell them what to say, and they give them the signs and all that kind of stuff. And they do it by brainwashing these people that, you know, they throw out fodder. You know, this will be good for you. You know, it'll help you with your income and your lifestyle and, you know, health care. I mean, you just go on down the line. And, you know, they make them believe that all this will happen and become true. And unfortunately, a lot of these people, they're blind reality, and they only have to pay attention.
Well, because they're being fed by the party. See, they're so sold out, and I hate to say it this way, but it's true. The party is so much their god, and they're so sold out to this that they can't see the reality. They can't see what's being done to them. They can't see how dependent the party is making them on the party. So that's why I always say to people, stop spewing the party line and tell me what you think. Don't you see that?
It's tough, Joe, and it's hard to explain this to people, you know. But I learned it when I went out and I talked to some of our employees when they were being brainwashed by the SEIU. And some of the people, they were good workers for us, good employees, and you talk to them about some of this stuff, and it's just like, you really believe this stuff? But the good part of it was, and this is true, you know, percentage-wise nationally, a very, very, very small percentage of the people really buy into it and really listen to these people. And I think I've told this on your show before, but, you know, I met with some of my employees at every building was under attack, and I was down in Cincinnati once in front of about 50 employees. And I went through some of the stuff that the SEIU was spewing and their lies and misinformation. And one of the ladies in back, a black lady, maybe mid-50s, put her hand up and said, "Can I talk?" And I said, "Sure." And I had no idea what she was going to say. But she got up, she looked around the room, she says, "You need to listen to Mr. Biko. He's right. All this stuff they're throwing out there is garbage. All they want us to do and believe is believe in this. You know, they tell us we're going to get double our wages. Well, we might in some place like New York, but the cost of living is twice as much either. Our company takes care of us. They pay us well. We have benefits. They're nice people. We're safe. We need to stand behind our country, our company, excuse me, and in this case, country, okay?" And everybody in the room but two stood up and applauded. So that kind of tells you what this is all about. And, you know, that's on a small scale versus what's going on across the country. But this is what they're doing in all the major cities. And obviously most of them are all Democratic cities, you know, Portland and California and Chicago, places like that. Although we did have some here in Indianapolis, but it was a very small crowd.
Well, we had, and here we had Seattle in, we had a councilwoman who told people to go out and told people to go protest and, you know, to leave work early. And I'm thinking, okay, so what a piece of work. What you're telling people to do is, you know, take a hit and pay. Businesses will be less productive, and you're going to have to put police resources on the street to keep the peace, which is eating up taxpayer dollars. And you think this is good? How?
it's all very simple, and people have to understand this. And I know the people think I make it too simple, but it is. This is all about getting these people on their side for votes so they can get people elected. And, you know, and they are obviously the Democrats and their supporters like Soros and the unions are very, very distraught about what just happened. And they're very concerned about their future because Trump gets in and he gets the right people in the administration to help him out. A lot of the laws that the National Labor and Regulations, the National Labor Relations Board has put into effect to help unions are going to go away. Same with the Department of Labor, like the new overtime law coming up. You know, a lot of the stuff's going to go away and it can be beneficial to build it, businesses building back and providing jobs. But it will continue to reduce unions in this country, and that's what they're afraid of. And on top of that, the Democrats are afraid of that because their unions are their biggest contributors.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. And the other thing I was going to say to you was that you look at Trump, and when he's first stepping in, you talk about somebody who's breaking it up, if you would. You know, he's really these are not conventional choices. When you look at Ryan Priebus, for the mainstream, for the non-mainstream Republican, that was for them an irritating choice. But then when he chooses the guy from Breitbart, all of a sudden you kind of see where he's going. He's taking both ends of the spectrum, and he's going to take input from both sides. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're exactly right. And you know, I think he's going to go through that, and I think Mike Pence, you know, our governor here in Indiana, will help him through that process, and you know, some of the other people that he's worked with behind the scenes, and I'm hoping he gets a very, very strong group in there. That it's not like Obama and his administration, where they intimidate people and force people to do things, and but they're very professional and they're good at negotiating and convincing people that this is the right way to go for America, and I think he'll do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. David Bigo, author of Devil on Our Doorstep, joins Joe Messina. That's me. On the Real Side, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
The natives are restless. I'm telling you, just check out the streets. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. The time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to thank you for paying attention, being part of the conversation. If you're checking out Facebook Live, I wish you would. A lot of smart people in the chat room there, or whatever. Facebook Live feed. You guys keep correcting me. Come on, I'm old. I can't figure this stuff out. Anyway, David Bigo joins me, as he does from time to time here, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, his I'll say battle with the SEIU and how he won it and really behind the scenes what they do. It's never a fair fight when it comes to the union. Anyway, David, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Again, Joe, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, so you know, we were talking about the differences, you know, in the administrations. Look at with Obama. He has got to be petrified that his legacy, it's a weak legacy anyhow, but his legacy nonetheless, is just going to be totally wiped out at this point in time.
Well, I'm sure he is, but, in addition to that, I think the people that are going to continue in office are the ones that are really more petrified, them and their buddy union bosses, because this could be the beginning of the end. This could be a death spiral for the unions and potentially the Republican Party, because basically they're hand in hand. They're part of the same group in all this thing, and the union is their fundraiser for them, and it's their ground game and everything for getting elected. I think that with the Republicans having the presidency, the Senate, and the House, these people are petrified, and they're going to do anything they can to cause unrest in this country and to try and brainwash people about the dangers of continuing in this vein. And I think, on the other side of that, I think Trump will hire the right people who are professional and good negotiators and good at convincing people that they are doing the right things for the American people, and we'll see the economy soar and our security soar in this country.
Now, some people are grumbling. We've had this before, and we blew it. But here's a difference. We had it before with a Republican president who was an ideologue. They were all hardcore right-wing Republicans, and I think there's a big difference here, because what happens is you've got a president or a president-elect right now who's not a hardcore right-wing ideologue. I mean, he is going to do what he believes to be right, and he's not going to care whether it's a Republican principle or not. At least that's the way I see it. What say you?
No, I think he's going to do what's right for America, and I think he's going to look for those things that, as he says, terms, Makes America Great Again. And he's going to bring those people in his administration that help him do that, and he realizes we're a nation of laws, by the way, which I've written in a blog a couple years ago, that we need to obey our laws. And I think he is going to stick to that type of pattern, but he'll do it in such a way that he'll be able to sit down behind closed doors with some of these people on the other side and negotiate with them, and I think he'll win.
You mean you're saying he could actually make a deal? Is that what you're saying? He's not stuck on Republican or Democrat foundations. He's going to make a deal that's good for America. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's exactly right. And I think he will do that. And I think people are going to be really, really surprised. There's so many areas in this country that need to be addressed. And he's talked about a lot of them. And I have to tell you this, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but a lot of things that he's talked about immigration, I heard him talk about it again yesterday, was that we're a nation of laws. We need to obey our laws. And he didn't talk about throwing all the illegal aliens, deporting them out of this country. What he talked about was the ones that had bad backgrounds where they had been convicted of crimes and things like that, and that you get to do background checks on them, and if they're not good people, they need to leave. Again, Joe, those are things I talked about in my blogs, and he's got my blogs. I think he's been reading some of them.
Well, how can anybody complain about the bottom of the rung, if you would, the thieves, the thugs, the rapists, him wanting to get rid of them? They came in here illegally. They commit illegal crimes while they're here. We release them back on the street. He's saying we're going to round them up and we're going to say, how does anybody with two brain cells that actually work contest that? What was the reasoning behind it?
Again, these are all staged events, and these are staged things that they're buying people to do this. I mean, when the SIU fought me, they brought in people from Cleveland that they paid money and bussed them down to do protests on the streets of Indianapolis, and they went to the shelters here in Indianapolis and paid people cash for the days to go out and wave their signs and chant certain chants and all that kind of stuff.
I saw a meme, one of those memes that said 2.5 million people are moving to Canada, or brought the Canadian immigration site down. He said, look at that, Trump's already creating jobs. And I just started laughing. I think it's hilarious. And I know this is kind of tongue-in-cheek to a degree, but I think it's hilarious. Why didn't they bring down the Mexican immigration site? Why wouldn't these self-righteous people, why wouldn't they go to Mexico? Why Canada? It's cold. I mean, it's a beautiful country. There's a lot of beautiful areas in Canada, but it's cold and it's... I don't get it. Why would you move from Southern California? Oh. Well, David, these are no way grassroots protests. Actually, I'm calling them riots, okay, because they're protests that turn into riots, but they knew they were going down that direction to begin with. These are not people who were sitting around having coffee or smoking weed on the weekend going, hey, we got to go fight this. These were planned. There's no way I believe that these were just off the cuff. What do you think?
No, they're not at all. These people are rounded up and again they're brainwashed and these are people that are kind of on the edge anyway. And let me step back a minute. Let me tell you, the SEIU and Soros and others who want control of this country, they know how to go out and identify these type of people, and they're very good about it. And they go out and they find them. Looking back on the article about what took place here in Indianapolis, and there are actually more people than I remember. There were about 500 on Saturday night, and they converged on the State House. But even the Indianapolis Police Department said that the majority of them were not people from the city of Indianapolis, or people from out of town. And that just tells you that they are recruiting, they're going out, they know what to look for, they've got a checkoff list, what the type of person they're looking for, and then they pay them so much money to go down and do these riots and, as you say, priots. And that's what this is all about.
Anything they can do to stir up this aggravation, to stir up hate. You know, again, this is a process. Some of us were, I won't say devastated, because very few things devastate me, but some of us were very upset when Obama won the second time. We sat here scratching our heads trying to figure out how could that possibly happen. Look at what's going on around us. I don't know of any one of my friends that even grabbed a sign and walked the street to protest, because most of them had to go to work the next day.
Right? Well, that's exactly right, and this is the other thing that people have to understand is that the government, the progressives and that, they want people that are on entitlement programs so that they can control them. And, when you can control people, you can tell them what to do. They're not out working. They're out doing the things you want to do, like what we're seeing in the streets.
Yeah, and the really, really funny thing about it is they talk about equality. They talk about giving people a chance. They talk about allowing people to do their jobs. Hello, they want to. The ignorance of these people is just abounding. They want to impeach Trump now. Don't you have to be elected, take office, and actually do something wrong before you're impeached? I mean, unless the laws have changed, David.
Well, no. This is Joe. It's a perfect example of what I was saying about. They go out and they look for uninformed, naive people. I mean, they have a checkoff list. I mean, when we went through with the SAU and the ones that they tried to get as their final last gasp effort to beat us here in Indianapolis, they tried to get all of our employees. You know, we got 400 or so employees here in Indianapolis to go on strike. They got 10. Okay. Five of those were people that they had planted in our organization. The other five were employees that were just, and as we look back on those particular employees, they were just employees that were easily, brainwashed. They were naive. They bought into it. They didn't think about it. And, they were willing to go out and do this kind of stuff and not think about the consequences. And they have their checkoff list. They know what to look for.
Yeah, amazing. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I really want to talk about how this new administration, where you see this new administration is going to fix or affect business, and especially small businesses in this country. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. David Bigo, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, is his fight with the SEIU. We'll be back in just a minute.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly. like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our father.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom.
We are back. Can you still say chicky? I thought you couldn't say chicky anymore. I thought it was, like, politically incorrect. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. Your host. Well, John Kerry, I mean, Kerry said it, so I guess it's okay. You know, what can I say? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me here on The Real Side with Joe Messina, GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Listen, head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a million and three things you can do up there as well. And let me get right back to my guest. David Bigo joins me, author of Devil at Our Doorsteps, How He Defeated the SEIU, and not because he didn't want his people to have a union, didn't want his people to have a better place to work. He's already given them a better place to work. David, thanks for joining me today.
Again, Joe, I appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
You know, all right, so we've got, you know, and again, I'm not looking at Donald Trump as the savior by any stretch. My savior is Jesus Christ. It's not Donald Trump. But when you look at what took place on Tuesday night, first I want to say I don't believe from a presidential standpoint this was an affirmation that a Republican could do a better job, because I don't see Donald Trump as a classical Republican, if you would. But I see it as people voting to burn down Washington, D.C., is to tear it apart and rebuild it from the foundation. That's number one. The second thing that surprised me tremendously is by the time the night was over, Republicans had 35 governorships. They totally owned 33 of the houses across the country. you know, what was it? They have 33 houses. Oh, they took Kentucky for the first time in 95 years. Now, that might have been more of a referendum or a protest vote against the Democrats saying, look, we're tired of you calling us idiots. We're tired of you saying we can't take care of ourselves. And we'll give it to somebody who does believe in us. You think I'm right?
Well, I absolutely do think you are right. And I think the American people are tired of the government and what's going on in Washington and politicians, quite honestly, on both sides of the aisle, that, you know, their whole focus is what's best for them and staying in office and enjoying their trappings and relationships and all that kind of stuff. And I think the American people want us to go back to our roots and, you know, become a great nation again and provide opportunity for people. And I think that's what Trump's all about.
Well, I think, you know, some of these people think that a great nation means the government does everything for you. You and I believe, are on the same page with this. We're going, no, no, get out of the way or make it so it's fair for everybody. And then I can decide to become successful or not be successful or work hard or not work hard or what have you, correct?
Well, exactly right. But, you know, the socialist, and I still believe that there's, you know, people have infiltrated from, you know, Europe and Asia, you know, Russia and that, that want to overthrow this country. And, you know, they're part of this group with Soros. And, you know, of course, you know the SEIU. They marched in your streets out there with the Communist Party.
Oh, yeah.
And these people.
On Labor Day. On Labor Day. It was great, anyhow.
Yeah, and you have to understand that these people fundamentally really don't know how to survive and prosper in our free market system. So their philosophy is it doesn't work for us, so we're going to take it over, and we're going to convince everybody else that it's best for them by giving them things. And this is what it is. And I'll tell you what, if people, and I've traveled quite a bit. I've been over in Europe and that, and I've been down into Mexico and that. And you go into some of these places, especially the poor neighborhoods, and you talk about poor. People in America don't know what poor is.
I know. Our poorest, and not that it makes it okay, but our poorest person in this country is better off than some of the, I don't know, mainstream or middle-of-the-road people in other countries. It's just amazing.
Well, that's right. But, you know, their whole goal is and they know that there's a certain percentage of the people out there, bigger than we'd like to know, that they can, again, brainwash and then get them on their side. And that's what this is about. And now that they've lost, though, now they're desperate. And desperate people do desperate things.
Are you surprised with what went down Tuesday night? I mean, were you surprised that there were as many closet Trump voters or that he took as many states?
No, I wasn't at all. I really thought that was going to happen all along because I don't believe in the polls and the mainstream media is so misleading these days. And the mainstream media, they won't come out and really say what they should and tell the truth all the time because they're afraid of the unions behind the scenes and the other far left people that are, you know, threatening them if they don't say what they want them to say. But I think the truth is that the American people, and I know this for a fact, that a lot of the union members, and I know people from the SEIU and United Auto Workers and that, members of these unions, they're fed up with the union bosses. They're tired of where this country's going. They want to get back to our roots.
I agree. I so agree that look at when you look at and every time we have a presidential election cycle or even a regular congressional election cycle, I love how they say the Republicans are in shambles, the Republicans are in a mess, the Republicans aren't going to be able to make it through this election cycle, and look who took the beating. I think what the Dems did this time, where they really blew it, was that they truly forgot about their base. They forgot about the working class person. And I think the working class person finally said, look, they took Donald's words to heart. We've been doing this for 60 years. You guys have done jack for us. Let's give it to the enemy. Maybe they can help us out.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think people are waking up, in the different communities, like the black community, they're waking up to the fact, you know, the Democrats are out there, and, you know, yeah, they put in all these entitlement and welfare programs and all that, but it really hasn't helped the black people. All it has done is kept them basically controlled, and you know, at a certain level. And that's just, again, I hate to go back to this, but it's so simple. It's all about control and keeping people kind of in bondage, and that's what these guys are trying to do.
No, but you're right. It's been my mantra on the show all year long, is that it's not equality they want. It's control they want. It's always been control. You could tell by the way they spin the stories. You could tell by the way they cover up for, you know, the others. It is irritating. See, the thing that always freaks me out, and I don't want to say they're all like this, but it seems that when it comes to politics, most people are very low IQ. Most people are not interested in hearing what's going on, and they turn to their respective parties to find out what's happening.
You're exactly right, and they depend on these things and that. But again, you know, back to what I was saying, people are waking up. I know United Auto Workers up in Michigan, you know, worked at a Ford plant. I helped them get right to work pass up there, and you know, and I still communicate with them, and you know, their comment is all the time is, we're tired of where this country's going. We're tired of our money going to politicians, progressives that we don't agree with. And during the campaign, I was getting emails from them saying a big percentage of us is going to be voting for Trump. So I was not surprised at all about the income or the outcome, because people are waking up around this country at all levels.
Yeah, I'm hoping you're right. I tell you what, the Middle America, the group that usually, and somebody had sent me a document or sent me a copy of a letter from union officials that said that the union officials were telling people to vote for Trump and not Hillary, and that he would bring jobs back to this country. He would fight for their jobs again. And you know, interesting. Can you imagine being in that union office, or being in the union upper echelon, going, either, you know, if we support them, the jobs go overseas. We've been supporting these people for 60 years. We got Trump over here saying, look, I may not be crazy about the unions, but I'm bringing jobs back to this country, and we may have a shot at unionizing some of those people. They really had to be in a bad way, don't you think?
Yeah, and the union bosses, but I know this for a fact. I don't know if you saw it, but UAW just came out here last day or so, and they're going to support Trump on the trade, his trade policies and that. And it's just what you said, is that what they see is, if we bring more jobs back here, they can unionize them, and they're going to be after Trump for that ability. And just like the SEIU, you know, they wanted the open borders so immigrants could come in, and at some point the SEIU would help them get jobs and then get them unionized. And people have to understand what the motives are behind the scenes. The motives aren't for the American people.
No. No. They never have been. They've been for their own wallet. That's what they've been for. So, I don't know. But I'm liking this. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I got to tell you something. I'm glad that people are protesting. I'm glad that they're rioting. I'm glad that they're burning things up. And the reason I say that is because I think it's showing the general populace truly what these hooligans are made up of. You know, really, why wasn't Obama, why wasn't Clinton out the day after, 2 days afterward, going, look, this isn't right. We've always done a smooth transition of power. We said that we would accept, we would accept the results of the election. We expect you to do the same. Right?
Right. That's exactly right. And but again, I think they realize that this could be the beginning of the end for them, and they're desperate, and they're going to do anything they can. And I'm going to be honest, Joe, and I've written about this, I think I've talked about it on your show, is that I'm very, very concerned that, you know, the administration will try and, you know, destroy the economy before the year end and declare martial law. And it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Okay, we've got to go for a break, but here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me.